What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in to a brand new episode. Man, first off, how are you all doing? How have you been? How's your life? Where's your mental at? Let me know in the comments. I think that's important because every day people ask us this question, and our response is, oh, I'm fine. Things are good. It could be better. We're never truly true with ourselves when it comes to the things that we may struggle with. And as we enter a new month in October, and it's crazy to believe that this year is almost over. This time last year, my life looked completely different in October. This was the month that I decided to get baptized, and my walk in this faith journey has been crazy. I've not been perfect by any stretch of means. However, I think I've gained a lot of wisdom and insight and connected with a lot of great people over the past year, which I feel like is important to share in these episodes, especially solo episodes. I want to be transparent and things. And so everything's been good, man. We've been smooth. Just grateful to be here, to be alive, to be able to produce content, to have a roof over my head and all those great things. You know, this episode, I think, is important to me as I think of various series, because what I've noticed, and it's not just like this newfound revelation, I've just really noticed that a lot of us are very hard on ourselves when it comes to living the life that we desire. And because of that, I think we're doing ourselves a disservice in really valuing the present moment in today's life. You know, something that we can easily take for granted is our health, our way of means, the job that we have. Even if it's not viewed in the way that we desire it, it's always somebody on the other side of the world or next to you down the street that is experiencing a hardship that we can never fathom. And I think the term this month for me really is grace. Something I've struggled with for a very long time with myself. I always have said that I am my biggest critic. I will give myself these outlandish tasks that I know are possible, but I will always move the goalposts for myself versus just allowing myself to really be present in the moment and never truly smelling the roses of which this life has to bring. And so there's somebody out there that could be watching this who can feel like that they're never doing enough, that everything's not going for them, and those feelings are important and they're validated. I want you to remember, though, that while we are here, we are given the best opportunity in life to really just embrace things for what they are. And something that I am learning is the value of perspective. How we view things often will shape how we see and act moving forward. Our thoughts are so powerful that they can either enable us or they can cripple us. And how we view ourselves can ultimately determine the next steps or the steps in our life. You know, something that we can all do better with is relinquishing the control or the idea of what life is supposed to mean for us, because in actuality, we have no idea. We don't know. We have desires and things, but we don't have a control always on the result or the roadblocks that can come along the way. And so I always just believe in just staying true to your controllables, the things that are important to you, and really focusing on just being around people. You know, I think this time of the year, it starts to get into the fall and winter. You know, we can start becoming more isolated because the sun isn't going to be out forever. It starts getting a little bit colder. And obviously at this time of the year, a lot of people are experiencing a lot of grief when it comes to losing family and friends or loved ones or pets or whatever. And so it's just really important to really be mindful of this next stage or this next season in our life, to be really intentional with connection. I think that we have gotten far away from that for a variety of reasons. The biggest one, obviously, is this. We have phones, and it is something that is just part of our everyday life, but it has disconnected us in a way where we really have lost the sense of self, the sense of family, the sense of this connection, the importance of love that we should be able to give to one another. And that's something that I have been really sitting with and focusing with, on just the value of intentionality. You know, it's such a lost art because we, as I've said in many videos, our world has become so plagued with pain and hurt and negativity that we live a way of defensiveness and not truly embracing people for who we are because of, unfortunately, a couple acts that a couple people have done to us that can definitely shape our lives. And the trauma that we experience because of that is so true and so real, and I never want to take that away. I just want us to remember the value of grace, because again, something that I've been sitting with, and you know, even in my position, even with helping people, and you know, trying to provide some sense of, you know, therapeutic guidance, you know, therapists and counselors in training, or clinicians or social workers, we can struggle with the humanistic ideas of the advice that we give you. All right, so I can tell a client on how to interact in their situation, but in my own life, maybe I'm not doing that. And that's something that I had to really learn. And it's one area of my life that I know that I've really struggled with. And that's, that is grace, because I have learned that I am so big on improving. And I set a high standard for myself that I have put people in boxes to the standards of which that is not fair. It does not give them room to grow if they make a mistake. If they make a mistake, it is almost as if I am diminishing their ability to learn from that mistake. Because what we do know is that we can make mistakes, and then there's choices, right? A lot of us on a daily basis are interacting with people who are sometimes genuinely making a mistake. And how do you understand the difference? I think it's just paying attention to the character of that person. If somebody has done something based off of what you know is or is not important to you, that isn't necessarily a mistake. That is a choice. That if somebody who just says something out of emotion, sometimes that is just a mistake. And we have to give people grace in that. You know, a lot of times we hold on to a lot of situations, rather somebody has wronged us or we have wronged people, and we can forget the significance of our mindset, that we're human. And even if we have the tools, everybody doesn't necessarily respond the same way as you will want them to. And so something that I know I always used to say or think is like, you know, how dare that person do that to me when I do X, Y, and Z for them? While that is a true statement, and while that can very much hold value into your life, you have an absolute right to make a decision for that. It is also true that everybody is not born or given or provided or seen the same things that you have. Again, with grace, sometimes it is a gray area. It is something that you try to find a way to make it make sense. And I think, you know, something that I recently just made a video about was maintaining your boundaries and like really understanding what healthy boundaries look like. And so when you think about your values in life and you think about the things that are important to you, always stay true to that, and also recognize that if somebody has not fully went against your values or your boundaries, it is probably a mistake. Because the question that we have to ask ourselves is that, would we want somebody to forgive us for the mistakes that we make? I would argue that many of us would say yes, only because we're human. Now, if somebody goes against your boundaries and values, so if you value respect or loyalty or trustworthiness or communication, and somebody does something repeatedly after a conversation or multiple conversations, grace can be extended, but the boundary still remains. And it's okay to let people go because of that. The biggest thing we have to really remember, seriously, myself included, is that sometimes forgiving people and leaving people alone can go hand in hand. Forgiveness isn't always for the sake of sparing the other person for the disappointment that they caused you. Sometimes forgiveness is understanding that the energy that we can hold with the anger and disappointment just truly in the grand scheme is not worth it. When you think about all the people that we interact with on a lifetime basis, a lot of people will disappoint us. A lot of people will hurt us, and we will hurt a lot of people. Something that I tell a lot of my clients, rather they're dating or interacting with people, but mainly dating, is that you will most likely say, "I'm sorry," more than "I love you." And separating that creates a level of understanding that a lot of things can be understood if we have conversations and we're given grace. There's a reason why forgiveness is often talked about in the Bible. It's one of the reasons why it's a value that God has mentioned for all of us to have, is because we are going to hurt each other in ways that are unfathomable and unimaginable. And what do we do with that? Give grace. Even when things feel tough and you want to go back at that person, as we say, get our lick back, or you want to press that red button, which I've held like tight with me when I am at that place where I just want to just go all in and just forget everybody's regard of respect for themselves, etc. It's not worth presenting the same energy of harm to somebody else because they have harmed you. And I know, if you really know people and if you know yourself, that sometimes that's going to be a difficult thing to do. To be the bigger person is always exhausting, and we talk about it all the time. People share it all the time. I'm tired of being a big person. I'm tired of always saying I have to say sorry. But you have to remember that it's bigger than yourself, right? Because at some point, as I've always been told, everybody gets a turn with a mistake. No matter how perfect we think we are, or how flawless we think we are, or how accountable we think we are, or how much of a great communicator we think we are, we're going to fall short. And we're going to pray to God and hope that another person that means a lot to us will forgive us. And once we accept that, we can live a life in a very, we can live life with freedom in a way that truly matters. Again, it has taken me years. This past year alone, it's taken me a lot of time to forgive a lot of things. And I recognize that I needed to do that because I was becoming a shell of myself. I was living in life in like a very vindictive and jaded way because I was so strong, and I'm very strong in my views and beliefs. And I have to remember that everybody is not going to be me, and I'm not going to be them. So we have to give grace. We don't have to necessarily, again, I'm going to say it, we don't always have to. Just because we forgive somebody does not mean we have to talk to them again. Does not mean we have to say happy birthday. Doesn't matter. We forgive people to forgive ourselves and let go of the energy that we are holding on to that's not worth it. So at the end of the day, set your boundaries, understand your values, and more importantly, give grace. Because that's the most important thing to truly elevate and grow in this life. Because we are what? We're human. And that's been another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I appreciate you guys. I'll see y'all soon.